I still was the same person, so it couldn't affect me. It never got bigger than me. And I see the same, you know, thing with yourself as far as being connected with all your homies. How you started off and now it was all about you and your homies. That's what it was about with me and my homies. Making sure everybody eat, making sure everybody's involved. But as you grow, you lose certain homies because it's called closing the gap. This is the gap when we start. This is the gap as you grow. Notice how you grow and they don't. So how do you close the gap? You gotta come back down. You come back down, you lose. So you gotta keep going up. That's why closing the gap is to be them catching up to you. And if they don't catch up, you gotta leave them behind. Because you get to the point now where you gotta start cutting out. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't look back and cut them out. So if they meant to be there, they're gonna be there. Yeah, I had to cut out family members before me and my cousin dad fell out before. When me and him fell out, it was like, how do you fall out of one? I taught you everything you know. I put you in the game. You go against me. But the laws of the game, it puts you in a position where sometimes you have to have these first words to be here. This shit ain't made for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, everybody ain't gonna be a fucking star. Everybody ain't gonna be this shit. Everybody ain't gonna be what you are. There was 60 niggas that you was rapping with. And out of them 60, you the motherfucking one. And you can go back and try to help all 60 of them. Guess what? Ain't none of them gonna ever be you. And I done it many times. I done tried to make niggas stars. Rapped on their shit. Took them on tour. Damn near gave niggas my shoes, my clothes, my everything. Here, you can have all. Can't make you a star.